With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. was not involved in Israel's bombing of a major Iranian gas field. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president claimed the U.S. knew nothing about the attack, and he's pledging that no more attacks on Iran's energy infrastructure will be made by Israel. In a social media post, he also warned that if Iran attacked Qatar, the U.S. would retaliate and massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field. Global energy markets continue to be rocked amid growing concerns of a wider military conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is taking another step to dismantle the Department of Education.
A portion of the department's student loan portfolio is being handed over to the Treasury Department. It involves borrowers who are in default, months behind on payments. Under an agreement, the Treasury Department will eventually take responsibility for all student loans. Administration officials say the Education Department is ill-equipped to handle such a big loan portfolio and blame the Biden administration for focusing on efforts to cancel student loans. President Trump wants to shut down the Department of Education. Only Congress can do that. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A rare winter heat wave is sweeping across the U.S. West, bringing unusually high temperatures and threatening records from California to the desert Southwest. In San Francisco, where fog and cool summers are the norm, residents shed layers and flock to Chrissy Field as the city experiences its hottest March in at least two decades. Near Palm Springs, California, the temperature topped out at 108 degrees. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 203 points, the Nasdaq dropped 61. This is SRN News. Scotland rejects assisted suicide.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69 to 57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals. England is also considering assisted suicide legislation." Michael Harrington reporting.
China is rolling out a new law designed to promote ethnic unity. Religious freedom advocates inside and outside the country warn that the measure will be used to increase the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities. According to International Christian Concern, the ethnic unity law consolidates an ideology that places loyalty to the Communist Party and to President Xi Jinping at the apex of national identity. This is SRN News. Fears of being replaced by AI had about 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health professionals on strike Wednesday in Northern California. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers was joined in its one-day strike Wednesday by 23,000 Kaiser nurses. Oakland-based Kaiser says the AI claim is false and that AI will not replace human assessments. Workers say Kaiser does not currently use AI for therapy, but fear the technology will become good enough to make it an attractive option. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. Uber or its fleet partners are expected to buy 10,000 fully autonomous Rivian R2 robo-taxis. More details at SRNnews.com.